Forget the ghost stories, costumed revelers, and haunted houses. What's truly scary these days is the invisible, seemingly inevitable, erosion of personal privacy as digital technologies reach ever deeper into our daily lives. It's what Tom Keenan calls techno-creep, which is also the title of his cautionary new book.
Technology is definitely creeping into our lives in lots of ways that most people don't know about. And some of the people using it are creeps, the people who download celebrity photos and things like that. It's an attention-getting word and one that didn't seem to be used too much on the internet. We Googled it and there's just a few bands with names like that.
Keenan is a computer security expert who teaches at the University of Calgary. He's well aware of the concerns we Americans have about the long reach of the National Security Agency and its brethren, but he says we may have more to fear from businesses that are out to monetize the information they are constantly collecting from us.
We're being monetized all over the place. You go on Gmail and it says, would you like two-factor authentication? Which means if you sign on from a new place, we're going to send you a text message. Well, wait a minute. That means Google knows everywhere I've ever signed on from before. And my premise is that people aren't thinking about this, and I want to kind of wake them up to think a little deeper.
Retailers, both online and physical, are quietly leading this charge, Keenan says, constantly adapting new and evolving technologies to boost sales.
In the near future, you'll go into a store like Target, which already does some creepy things, and you'll type on the pin pad, and then the pin pad will get whisked away, and they'll do a DNA analysis of you. Leroy Hood, who's a noted American biologist, said that's going to get really easy, really fast, really cheap. The next time you come into that store, they're going to say, did you know you're pre-diabetic? We have a special discount for you on our pre-diabetic product.
The risks from creative criminal types may be even more serious.
There are cheap camera attachments that go on the iPhone. You can buy them in the Apple Store for $350. People are now using that to sneak up behind you and take a picture of the pin pad, if it's rubber or plastic, that you've just typed on, and they can guess your pin number from that, because the one that you touched last is going to be the hottest, and the infrared camera shows that.
As techno creep continues to diminish our personal privacy, Keenan says we will each need to decide what information we are going to guard the most zealously.
I think medical data is quite important. So it's a great idea to send your DNA into one of those companies and learn all about your ancestry, learn all about your genome. It's not a great idea to put your real name down there. So I know a lot about my dog's genome. My wife knows a lot about our cat's genome. You don't always have to tell the truth. If you're giving out your birth date or even your email address willy-nilly, you're actually setting yourself up for an invasion of privacy.
So here are some steps he suggests we can take to protect ourselves.
The simplest one is just don't use the same email address for everything. The email address is the new social security number. It's something that ties us together. So what you want to do is have a bunch of email addresses. Have a bunch of birth dates. They have no need to know my birthday or my address or whatever. You really don't want to give out stuff unless there's a good reason.
Additionally, Keenan suggests using robust passwords everywhere you can, turning off location tracking functions on phones and tablets, seeking out privacy-friendly search engines, and even creating fictional alter egos to act as your online self. Trick or treat. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.